Welcome to the Dark Knight Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Dark Knight Podcast. I'm Sam.
And I'm Tony. If this is your first time listening to the Dark Knight Podcast, today is going to be a special episode. So one thing, I have COVID, so Sam and I have to be in separate rooms, so that's why you're hearing two different audios. I'll try to edit it so it sounds the best that I can. So Sam, do you want to explain what's happening?
Okay, so today with this, like Tony said, it's a special episode. We have two people here with us, and we're on different places.
Oh yeah, that's true. We're on different locations right now. So we have Sam and I, which are at our home. I'm upstairs. Sam is downstairs. Yeah. And then we have my brother. We'll start with Alex. Say hi.
Hi.
Oh, you sound like so far away.
Hi.
Oh, there you go. It's better. And he's in Arizona. And then we have my brother, Aaron.
Hello.
And he is in the valley, which is like an hour away from us.
That's me.
And so they're joining us today for our Darksode. I have another brother that wasn't able to join us for today. Maybe we'll have him on some other time. And I'll try to see which method we can use to record the best. But for today, it's going to be a Darksode. And the Darksodes are just like a hangout where we have a couple questions, segments that we go through. And just, you know, just talk out and see. Have a good time.
Yeah, so do I do that?
Yeah, so today, Sam's going to have all the questions, so she's going to be asking you, and we're just going to talk. One thing I was thinking is, since we have four of us here, I don't think we should do our normal, the whole movie question that we have in the beginning, and we kind of explain how we think the movie would go. We can do something similar where we just give out basically who we think would be, you can ask the question, then I'll explain how we can make it something that's quicker.
Okay, so I could
go ahead and ask the question.
Okay, I'll ask the question. Okay, let's see. So this is the first question. If the characters from the Big Bang Theory were in a horror movie that would kill off characters, how do you think it would play out? Who would die first and who would survive?
Okay, so this is where it's going to be a little bit different. We don't have to say how would it play out, because then each of us has to describe the movie. It takes a little bit. Even with both of us, it takes us like 15 minutes sometimes. So what I was thinking is, instead of saying how it would play out, we could say who we think would be the villain. So basically, who we think would be the villain, who we think would survive, and what was the other one?
Would die first and who would
Yeah, who
survive.
Would die first, sorry. Yeah. So we'll rephrase that question. Out of the characters of the Big Bang Theory, who do you think would be the killer? Who do you think would survive? And who do you think would get killed off? And we can give a little bit of reasoning behind it. That way we don't just say a list. Did you guys ever watch Big Bang?
Yeah, that was my question.
No, I've never seen it.
Okay, this isn't going to work out.
I've been wanting to ask them, have they seen this show? Because I've never heard Alex, talk about this show.
How about Aaron? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. But I can make a list based on how they look.
Okay, why don't you guys look at the picture? Like, go to Google and look at who the characters are and what and how they look and stuff. And see which ones you guys would think would die, or what to say, die.
Who would die?
Be the villain,
who would,
and who else?
Yeah, who would die? Who would live? And who would be the killer?
Oh, okay.
I'm just gonna say this personally. I've never seen it, but I don't like it. So, in my opinion, I would just want everyone
to die
in the beginning. Just everyone die.
Why would you like it?
I don't know. I just don't,
But you said you haven't seen it, so how do you know you haven't liked it?
I don't know. I've seen clips of it, I've seen little bits here and there.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, I could say that as well. Like, at first, I wasn't a very big fan of it because I thought I was, like, some of the jokes were cheesy. But then after a little while, I kind of started liking it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I need to try that. Maybe I need to see how it is.
It's okay. I don't like a lot of shows that you like. Okay.
Watch out.
Okay, so should we...
We can say a different show. What's the show that you guys like?
Yeah, what show do you want to say instead of The Big Bang Theory?
I don't know. I don't know what show.
Yeah.
We can go with The Office. The better show.
Yeah, we can say The Office. Have you seen... Yeah, you've seen The Office. Yeah, I don't think we've done The Office yet. So.
You haven't seen The Office?
You haven't seen The Office?
You're dumb. I saw it before you guys.
Oh, get in there. We're good.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so same question, just with different characters. Nah, different show. All right, so we'll start off with Sam.
We'll start off. Say it again.
Well, from the characters of The Office, if they were in a horror movie that would kill them off, who do you think would be the killer, if any of them? Who do you think would survive, and who do you think will get killed off?
And I'm going first?
Yes, you can start off.
Ladies
first. We're gentlemen's here.
Okay. I think the villain would be Kevin.
Kevin?
Oh. Kevin, who will die. I say Pam will die, and then Jim will survive. Nope. Scott
will survive or die?
Scott or Jim will survive. I can't choose between them.
Okay. Well, you have like a lot of characters that are still left out. You don't have to say every single one of them, but if you
said three.
No, I'm like, it doesn't have to be like one for each of those. But we can say, like, if you don't mention them, you can say they're all killed off or all survive, the ones that you don't mention.
Well, pretty much, yeah. I thought that was the whole point.
Okay, so, yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you're not mentioning them, are they all going to get killed off or all going to survive?
Yeah, they're all going to... The killer is going to be Kevin, and then...
He's going to kill off the people that you don't mention?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah. I don't know, you're making this confusing.
No, I'm just saying, because
you said who pick three characters, who's going to be the killer, who's going to die, and who's going to survive. Those are the characters that I would think that in a scenario, they would die and they would survive.
Well, I mean, just to clarify, I didn't say pick three people. I just said who would survive, who would get killed. So I'm saying. There's a lot of characters.
Well, next time you go by yourself first, and then you decide on your own and explain it better. Bye. You choose.
Okay. Well, since we use your example as to clarify it, it's okay. You said that everybody got killed off, right? Yep. And then Scott or Jim survived?
Yeah.
Jim.
I mean, if I could pick multiple, I'll choose both of them.
Okay, so those two survived and everybody else died. And Jim was the killer.
Biased.
No,
Kevin.
Kevin was the killer. Yeah. It's funny how she specifically said Pam died. She has it out for Pam.
Yeah, she doesn't like her.
She's just annoying sometimes. Like when she didn't want to go to the hospital when she was pregnant. Like, bitch, no. I was going to say the chick that marries Scott. But
I forgot her name, Jenna?
What's her name?
Isn't it Jenna?
Holly, yeah, I was going to say
that. Oh, no, yeah, because he was dating Jenna.
Yeah. So
Is it Jenna or Jen?
He was dating Jen.
Jen. Okay.
Yeah, he was dating Jen. Yeah, I was going to say Holly, but I forgot her name.
Holly.
Yeah, Holly. What? Never mind, forget her. Holly.
Holly dies?
Yeah.
Huh? I like Holly.
All right, well, you get to have a choice, too. So she's saying that in her case, Polly dies.
In my case.
Now, since Alex is eager now, you'll go next.
Thank you. All right, in my case, I would say Creed's the killer, because I'm pretty sure he already was.
He already is, yeah. The Scranton killer.
That can be logical, I guess.
What do you mean it can't be logical?
Like, you have to... Never mind. It's because I have a whole backstory with Kevin.
You can't.
Okay, you sound like you're far away now. You have to say that again. Yeah, you sounded far away.
Sorry. It's because I'm not going towards the show. I'm like saying like, I don't know. Never mind. Just forget about it.
I get you.
Like, it's just something else. Like, his character, okay, I get his character. Like, he was kind of dumb. Well, he was dumb. But he was just faking it the whole time. You understand?
Okay, I can see.
He was faking it the whole time, and he kills everybody off differently without nobody knowing it was him.
Okay, sounds like you're making a creepypasta.
Yeah, pretty much. I make a whole backstory behind him. You should see what I talked about Scooby-Doo Gang.
Oh, yeah. Scooby-Doo Gang.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo pop up.
I would think Shaggy would be the killer in the Scooby-Doo Gang.
I think I said that. We said that.
You said that or I said that.
So you were saying?
I think it'd be Scooby, but yeah.
So you said, what was his name again?
I said Creed.
Creed. I don't know why I said Creed.
Yeah, I would say Creed the killer, if I'm going based off the show. And then I think he'd kill pretty much everyone except Pam, just because of Pam and Holly. Just because of... Well, Sam said just one of them to die.
Ever.
The only reason they live is because you want them to die.
They deserve it. That is very annoying.
No, they're not. Aaron's the most annoying one.
Oh, yeah. I just looked the characters up because I forgot up a lot Aaron. Of them. Mom looked at Aaron. I'm like, damn, I should have picked her.
Yeah, Aaron's the most annoying in the show right here.
We're talking about different Aarons.
All right, buddy. I have you on my list, one.
All right, what is your list?
You know what,
yeah, I'm done with mine.
Wait, you said who would be the killer? Creed, and then who survives?
Just the chicks Pam that you killed off.
Just Pam and Holly. Whatever. Okay, Eric.
Alright, in my scenario, I think Toby would be the killer.
Yeah.
This one day, he's had enough of Michael, you know? And he pulls up to work. And, let's see. I think Dwight would survive. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, he's a survivalist. Mm-hmm. Let's see who else. Stanley is going to survive.
He probably would just like turn the other way and nobody would notice.
I didn't say Dwight that would survive because he would sacrifice himself for Michael. That's why he didn't survive. My scenario.
In my scenario, I think I'd make him do it. That he'd sacrifice himself. Just because... What's that one movie he was in? A Quiet Place? Or what was it called?
Jim?
Quiet Place.
So you're saying Jim sacrificed himself?
Yep. Okay. I say Jim would sacrifice himself.
Spoiler!
Yeah,
I
already
know
what was going on. Who else?
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody else is probably guns.
Yeah, they all get killed off.
I don't know about Michael, though. Michael's a hard subject, because he is... Michael, you know, he's not the brightest, so he might not be able to survive.
I think he's too funny to die.
That's true. I'll let Michael live. I'll let Michael live.
Just because he's...
So, that's pretty much it. I think everybody else is...
Okay.
He's gone. Except, actually, Andy. Andy lives, too. lives, too. The Nardong
lives Andy
for
too.
Another day.
Okay, so... Tony, did you say who survived?
No, I haven't said anything yet.
Oh,
so I was going to say, for mine, my scenario, Dwight takes it too far and he becomes the killer.
What?
It's because Michael does something that makes him feel like he's betrayed and then he turns into a killer. And then he uses the whole survival skills to become the killer. And then... He doesn't kill off Jim at first because of their relationship, but then ultimately Jim gets killed off. Let's see, who else? Angela. Yeah, I mean, since it's Dwight, she should survive, but I don't really like her, so she could die. Let's see, who would survive? I think everybody gets killed off. Except for Michael, because at the end, when Dwight's gonna kill Michael because he betrayed him, he makes him feel like he was apologetic and he confuses him, and then he ends up killing Dwight. Yeah, quick and easy.
Oh my god.
I see you.
All right, so I think that's the end of the first segment. And listeners, you can let us know who you think had the better list of killer survivor and other thinger. What was the other thing?
Other thinger. The
other thinger.
What?
Killer, and survivor,
die, and survive.
Oh, and die, survive,
and then dead.
Killer. Deader.
Yep. The survivor, the killer, and the deader. There you go.
Personally, I don't like Aaron's just because Andy. I forgot how annoying Andy was.
Hey, they messed my boy Andy up in the show. His redemption is surviving in my story.
Yeah, just good moments.
He's went through a lot. Have you seen the hangover?
He lost his tooth. I mean, come on. You lose your tooth, you gotta survive.
So,
yeah, but I think that one's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the next question?
Yeah, we'll go with the next question. Where is this guy? Did you die?
Yeah.
What's the next question?
Yeah, what's the next question?
Okay, question number two. What is the most embarrassing moment in your life? Why is that funny?
Because I can say like the second most. I'm not going to say the most.
All right, then we have to go with you. What's the most?
I can say the second most.
I could think of.
Okay,
one
say
for
the
you.
Second most, and then we'll see what like how bad it is and compare it to like what could be worse than that that you can.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't get embarrassed by. I mean, you guys know that. I've gone streaking in front of the house before.
I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, but I've told Sam the story before. Nothing, I'm just saying that I told you, but I don't know if I've said it on the podcast.
Oh, but I want to know what story is it.
Which one? The streaking?
No, oh, that one?
Oh, no, no, go. Tell us what's the second most.
I would think one for Alex would be when he got stuck on the fence when you were jumping in Idaho.
Oh, that was Mondo.
Would be
Yeah, that was Mondo.
I think it was you.
And then was it Brandon and I that got in trouble?
Yeah, it was you guys over there.
Yeah, never mind. Not for you.
Alright, so for the listeners, one of my brothers, when we went to visit Idaho, we jumped the fence to go into the backyard, to the field of a school in my uncle and aunt's backyard. That's where the backyard. And it was snowing, so we went back there to have a big snowball fight. We made walls out of the snow and all that kind of stuff. And then on our way back, my brother Armando, the one that's not here, got stuck on the fence, and he ended up getting like a big wedgie, and he was crying. We were trying to help him up, and then the parents heard him crying. They came out, they saw that he was stuck, they thought that we were messing with him, and then we got in trouble for trying to help him. That was funny though.
What about you, Aaron?
No, but that's not his embarrassing moment.
That's not Alex's. Alex's.
He hasn't even said anything.
No.
I know, but I don't.
Like I said, I was in a talent show in middle school where
I sang
on stage, but no one could hear me.
Really?
Yeah, I just did it too low.
I mean, I was able to hear you a little bit.
That was your most embarrassing?
No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. I was nervous. I only went up there because my other friend had wanted to, and, he was like, oh, I already told them that you'd go with me.
Wow.
And you were trying to back out or what?
Yeah, I wanted to back out, but then I just felt bad. So we did it. And so I got like a white shirt and then I put red food dye on it because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did that. And then I got this girl to put eyeliner on me. Which made no difference because I was on stage and nobody could see. So I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, that's true.
It made you look cool. Even nobody knew.
What was embarrassing about that?
The dedication.
What was embarrassing?
Yeah, what was embarrassing about it, though? Like,
yeah, see? It is rock hard.
I don't know. It's just, like, cringy after all these years. I mean, you know, still listen to all that music. Midwest emo, you know, all that. Yeah, a little bit of screamo,
a little bit of country,
a little bit of rock and roll.
I'm a little bit country.
I mean, that music's still pretty kind of good.
I mean, it's good, but I was never into dressing like that, and then I just did that for that one time, and it didn't make a difference anyways.
Yeah, but it's cool. I mean, you know that I performed at my high school talent show as well. Sam mm-hmm. knows that.
Amazing.
It wasn't that good.
No, it was amazing. I lost my voice that day because I was like, woo!
Yeah, but you know, the difference was you didn't want us to go.
Yeah, I didn't let my family know about that. I was embarrassed going into it. That's why. Similar.
It's on YouTube?
We'll see.
I don't know if it still is. Is it?
It's still on YouTube.
What?
Nobody knows about that. Send me the link. No, I don't know about that.
I thought I already did.
I did not perform very good as well because, in my case, in my case, it's because we're playing at the same time. and so in my case, we were told that we were going to be like kind of in the middle of the lineup. So we had like four bands performing before us. And we were hungry, so we decided to go get some food. And when you're singing, you don't want to sing with like a full stomach. And I thought I had more time, and I probably should have ordered less food. But I got a lot of food, and I was like super stuffed. And then it just made out for a bad performance in my opinion. But I mean, I'm glad I did it. It helped me get out of my comfort zone. And yeah, it kind of changed my point of view on you know, being I was always the introvert, very quiet, all that, so I was happy I did it. And it was fun seeing Alex up there.
Is there a video about that?
I hope not.
I can ask my mom.
There's one part I remember where there's a moment during the performance where the crowd kind of like was like, ooh, they were clapping, excited, everything. They're like, okay. And then I found out after, it's because somebody who had gone to perform before us, like, popped up from behind the curtain behind us.
At least you had a good feeling at that time. I don't think you guys did that. It's a nice feeling, right?
I mean,
I do
you
remember.
Did it, you did it.
Yeah, not a lot of people do it. And I do remember during my performance, one of my friends he's like I don't know if he still is, but he was like a amazing guitar player. Juan?
He's not that much anymore. Remember, he messed up his finger.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that he still played a little bit, but I didn't know.
I'm pretty sure he still plays a little bit.
Yeah, but he had his band and all that, and they performed as well. And before our performance, he was talking to me, and then he noticed that I was nervous and all that. And he was like, you know what, just don't think about it. If you get nervous, just do this dance. And he did like a dance, and then and then during my performance, I saw him in the backstage just like doing the dance. And so I started doing the dance on stage. And yeah, it's still kind of cringy that I did that.
I really need to watch the video.
But yeah, it was, like I said, it was fun seeing Alex up there, and then it takes a lot to even go up on stage to perform.
Yeah.
Wait, was that your embarrassing moment though?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about
I mean, it is kind of embarrassing, like going up on stage. I can see how that can be one of your most embarrassing moments. I considered that to be my embarrassing moment as well.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking to me?
What's up?
No, but are you
easy way out? Easy way out.
What's up? Are you using it as yours?
That's why I said easy way out is my.
What about you, Aaron?
I would say my most embarrassing moment would be in middle school, my talent show.
Oh, this guy. Nah, you didn't even.
I can't be the only one without a talent show.
Well, you
I've
were.
Never been in a talent show before.
Oh, yeah, you know, true. It's you, so.
We'll set up a talent show.
No, but in my most embarrassing moment, well, you know, I was pretty young. I think it was like in third grade.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what do you mean? Oh my gosh. It was in Bacoima Elementary right here. you know, I was recess. I needed to use the bathroom, but my classroom, you know, we had the best area to play. You know, because they would. It was weird. They make our classes switch between like playing areas. So, you know, one day we'll have basketball or something. The next one we'll have kickball. And you have to stick to it and all that. But, you know, our class, we had dodgeball. And, you know, I like dodgeball. So instead of going to the bathroom, I stayed playing. And recess ended. They made us go to lineup to wait for our teachers to come get us. And, you know, your boy, I needed to use the bathroom, you know. I was trying to tell the PE teacher to let me go use the bathroom, but he took his job too serious and he didn't let me go, you know. And I wonder how many. I was only, I don't know how old I was, but I wasn't like old enough. To, yeah, I wasn't old enough to hold it that long. So, let's just say.
I'm pretty sure all of your brothers did that. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we could ask your mom about it.
Never once in my life.
I was in the lineup. So we were back to back, you know, like sitting behind each other in a straight line. And
you do.
They well, feel yeah, like know? A vibration against them or something.
I don't think they mind, you know, because it was hot out. So I think it would have been good for them to feel, you know, some water on a hot day. So
but
I don't think
he's not cold.
But I don't know. Yeah, basically, I peed myself in lineup and may or may not have gotten some on some classmates.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Okay, that's a little worse.
I think you win.
But, you know, that's not my fault. That's the PE teacher's fault. Or the,
I know.
The coaches. You know?
There was a, what was it? It was one of our, well, I guess he was our friend. He went to middle school with me and Tony. And it was a dude. He, I think it was in sixth grade. He was in class and the teacher didn't want to let him go to the bathroom. And he needed to take a shit. Like, badly. Like, really bad. And the teacher still didn't let him. Like, he took a shit in class.
Like, in pants or he like, in the trash can or something? Like, in his pants or in the trash can or something?
In his pants.
Damn. That would have been, like, that would have been, like, a drop the mic, oh, like, a badass moment. Just, like, you know, you're not letting me go. Just in the trash can right here.
Just right.
Oh yeah, but God. I mean, I've had a similar situation where I was in class, I needed to go to the bathroom, teacher didn't want to let me go, and I ended up just peeing right there. So yeah, it is, yeah.
When did you do that?
I think it was in the second grade.
Yeah, so, told you, Aaron.
Third grade, that's a little more embarrassing. How could you not hold it? You're a year older than I was. Yeah.
At least you didn't get any on anybody else.
Should have aimed at the teacher. But I wonder if any of the listeners had a similar situation where the teacher didn't let them use the restroom.
I hate how teachers do that.
Yeah, I know. I think it happens more often than we think.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And it's something.
So if there's a teacher listening,
media, you know.
Mm-hmm. If there's a teacher listening, just let people pee.
How do you guys remember?
They may not be faking.
I mean, that's a moment you'll remember. Peeing your pants in front of a lot of people or pooping your pants. Yeah, that's memorable.
Yeah.
All right.
Or you just do it enough that it doesn't, you know.
That becomes your thing? That's how Alex became P-Man?
Or
Lonzo became P-Man?
Doesn't register anymore?
That's not something I want to be.
It's a normal day.
Alright, so now it's Sam's turn.
I mean, I have nothing embarrassing like that.
How convenient.
Let me think. I don't know, like nothing embarrassing like that. I remember, what was it? I think it was in 11th grade. 11th grade, it was, I didn't, 11th grade and 12th grade, I was in this football thing for the last semester of the, or last month of the year. And it was girls against If I did it, I don't remember who, what year it was, but it was one of those years. It was, you go against the 11th and 12th graders, like, they go against each other.
Mm.
And then so, and you play football against each other. It's tag football. And in the beginning, when they throw the football, I tripped. And I don't know how I tripped. Like, I just know that I tripped somehow, and I landed on my feet. Like, I did a whole flip thing, and I landed on my feet. So embarrassing, because it was in the beginning, and in the beginning, I, like, tripped, and I don't even know how I fell, or I don't know. But I had a big-ass scratch, and I don't even know how I got.
Oh, probably from falling.
But I didn't touch anything. I flipped. I don't know how I flipped like that. There's a video of it, but I
you should show us the video, and then maybe we can post it on our Instagram.
So embarrassing.
You hit it?
Yeah. And then the person that recorded it, we don't talk to that person anymore. So,
you got lucky.
Yeah. But it was like, that was an embarrassing day. But I think we won, though, so it's okay. It was still embarrassing.
I mean, that's kind of impressive if you did a flip and you don't even, there was nothing to flip over.
It's because it was all the girls running towards, like, the ball, and I somehow slipped and tripped on something, and I don't know. It was an impressive flip, but it was embarrassing because it was right in the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my thing. It didn't top the ones that you guys did, but hey.
Well, I mean, you can spice it up. You
flip, front flip?
It was a front flip.
I was gonna say you could spice it up and be like, "Oh, you did a flip. You got so scared to beat your pants."
Oh yeah, yeah. That was the embarrassing part. That was nobody wanted to get near me. That's why we won.
Yeah, that's why we won. We did the bomb, and then we attacked you.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so the next segment is "Would You Rather." So. Ooh. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
That's a good one. I wonder who wrote that there. That's good.
Unlimited, right?
Unlimited? Yeah. What we can do is we'll do like a, you have to do a week cooldown.
No week.
You have a 7-day thing.
Yeah, so you can do it. You can choose... to look 10 minutes into your future or 10 minutes into anybody else's future. But once you do that, you can't do it for a week.
A week, okay. I see. Mm. That's hard. Well, if I have to wait a whole week, I'd use it for myself, to be honest.
Yourself? Why?
So I can be like a superhero, basically.
Well, like Spider-Man.
Look in the future before I stop a crime. You and can only be a...
You can only be a superhero once a week.
Not, you know, I'll move on because I'm trying to survive at least.
Yeah.
Hmm. What about you, Nick?
I would say into my own future, I would.
Yeah. Why?
Just because I feel like that would save me a lot, you know?
I think
like,
so.
I feel like looking into my own future would be more handy because there's a lot of times where that could have come in handy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where, you know, I could have seen, like, is this girl into me or am I just imagining it? And then I could play out the scenario in my head, see 10 minutes in the future.
I think I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Alex. I picked myself too. Maybe. If it's like for my child, I'll be like, 1 week is for my child, 1 week is for me. But
yeah, then you would never be able to do it for yourself.
Then what?
Then you wouldn't be able to do it for yourself.
What do you mean?
Look into your own future.
Why?
You said if you're looking into your kid's future, then this person's future, you wouldn't be able to look into your own future.
No, I said, like, you said you have a 7-day date.
No. Yeah, if you choose yourself, you can only stick with your own future.
For myself for always, then I'll pick myself for always.
Yeah, so you would choose yourself for always. And then that could come in handy because if you're with somebody, you can see their future too, if they're with you.
That's true. But I mean, you're right in that scenario, like it could come in handy just in case, like if you're doing something, like if you're driving and you see the 10 minutes ahead and you You might stop yourself from getting into a car accident.
I'll be the safest Uber driver out there.
Once a week.
Hey, yeah. What about you, Tony?
I didn't mean to interrupt when Aaron was speaking, but how he was saying the, being a superhero, but seeing into your future, and I was saying you'd be a superhero once a week. I guess it's kind of, I don't want to say selfish, but in my opinion, I would rather be able to see into my own future, because if I see into somebody else's future, 10 minutes at a time, I don't even know if it's going to be beneficial for either of us. So I feel like it might just be a waste. And then then if it's only on my future, the chances of it being like very useful, it's going to be more likely because I'm going to look into my individual life more than I'm going to be looking into other people's lives.
Yeah, so yourself wins.
Yeah, I think all of us chose ourselves.
Okay, so the next one. It's another would you rather, and it's would you rather be lost in the woods of a mountain for a year or stranded on a tropical island for a year?
Okay, so that's where we're going to end this part of the episode. It was a pretty lengthy recording with my brother, so we ended up deciding to cut it into two separate halves, and we'll continue with the next part. We'll release the second part a little bit later.
So, I guess... oh my god, I forgot what to say. Okay, well, hopefully you enjoyed the brothers against me. And then in the next episode, you'll have more of the brothers against me.
But we didn't really team up against you in that episode.
Yeah, okay, sure. That's a little bit I remember. Okay.
Whatever. Yeah, and then hopefully the next time we record with them, we'll have better quality. I know it's a little difficult because everybody was in different locations. But also, my brother Armando wasn't able to join us in that recording. So hopefully the next time he'll be able to join us. And yeah, so hopefully you enjoyed that. And hopefully you enjoy the new formatting with the regular episodes and then the dark episodes. We really wanted to kind of change it up a little bit. And yeah, we had a good time. So
yeah, it was fine, I guess. Just kidding.
And yeah, then one thing that we also got was Sam and her sister found some debate cards that seemed like they might be interesting. So in the next episode, probably after the second half of the brothersode, or the episode of my brothers, we'll go over that in one of the future episodes. We'll start using those cards. And I believe it's going to be a fun episode. So hopefully you join in and listen to that.
It's always fun to be debating. So.
And then I'm always right. So. But yeah. So
he thinks.
So I know.
Have you heard of a woman's always right?
I'm just kidding. I'm just messing. So yeah. We'll leave it here. And then hopefully you'll come back for the second half. And until next time, I'm Tony.
And I'm Sam.
And we'll see what lies next. Oh, wait. You probably heard Kendra in the background too. So I'm Tony.
And I'm Sam.
And then let's see if Kendra says anything.
Nah, she's not gonna
say anything. Okay.
She just
poked maybe next time she'll say something. But we'll see what nice next. Lies next. Oh, there she is. Okay. Okay, until next time. I'm Tony.
And I'm Sam.
No, okay. And we'll see what lies next in the dark night.